The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Bombshells on 290, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At my name, John. I still want to use the old one. At some point, I'll stop doing it. But at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. Come on out to Bombshells on 290. Hang out with us until 7. And tomorrow we'll be at Luke's in Beaumont for the very last time.
In the Mont.
Yeah. I was just talking about the over in Texas and OU. And you know, OU made a change at defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
You want to hear?
That's helped a lot.
Yeah, because you
only for like two games against Kansas State and TCU.
Yeah, since those games, you want to hear how many points they've given up?
A million.
46 to Tech.
Yep.
47 to Okie State. 40 to Kansas. Kansas.
Yeah.
56 to West Virginia. And the first time they played, they combined for 93 points. So, yeah. And I said the only concern is if Texas tries to slow it down and run the ball, but. The reality is you're not going to be able to do that. And Kyler Murray, you know, he's going to put up his points. They're going to score. But I'd be stunned if that thing doesn't go over.
I would be too. I said when the number came out, I didn't understand how that number could be as low as it was.
Oh, average of 47.25 per game.
That's not great.
Yeah, so how much do you need OU to score to go over with that? But how'd you do that math to go over 78?
That would be 31.5 points would get you over there.
Do you think they'll do that?
Well, they've got arguably the best offense in the whole country, so yeah. I would think so.
And everybody's still running with the – is it extra credit in the Mile High Club with the pilot? Is this the Mile High Down Low Club? wow. Not Virgin Airlines.
No.
Yeah. And somebody said, please tell me you guys talked about the ABCDE girl. Yeah, that started the show. So, I don't know if your carry-on will fit.
Zing.
Delta is ready when you are. Oh, man. It's, oh, well. But,
does he push the service button?
Soccer Bilal, it's a whole new frontier for airlines.
Did it just get romantic in here?
Yeah, it just got very dark and very sexy.
Damn.
Maybe I should check Grindr and see if there's a pilot.
I noticed you're doing the radio show where I'm at. And they turned the lights back on as soon as I said that. Yeah. Nope, nope, that wasn't what it was about. Yeah. Nope.
Oh, man.
Yeah, if you come to a place like this and that's what you're looking for, yeah.
No, that's a. This
I mean, you might find some dude who's like trying really hard to mask being gay.
Yeah, I would think so. Because
but for the most part here, it's dudes here to ogle chicks.
Yeah, you're coming here to watch some sports and look out some and check out some young ladies.
That's right.
I mean, that's.
I mean, not me. I'm here in an extremely professional.
Oh,
capacity.
Absolutely.
Everybody else here,
you know what?
Oglers.
I wouldn't have even known that there were young ladies here if they hadn't told me.
Yeah.
Because you know, I'm so focused on my computer.
Voldemort like slapped his waitress on the behind. It was really ridiculous. I mean, grow up.
And sat on his lap.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. But hey, that's. Whatever works for you. hey, we kind of rushed through the, and I know we're going to do them tomorrow, but I did want to talk about.
Oh, wait. Do you think they had a layover?
Are we going to just do this all day?
Sorry, I don't know why that one just popped into my head. I was like, oh, I can't leave that one.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, in the event of an emergency, bend over and grab your ankles.
Oh,
yeah,
No.
I don't even know where to go from here.
Don't we have Rafael Esparza?
We do. But I want to talk about a couple of the NFL games. I mean, we'll go through them all tomorrow.
All right.
But I
– By the way, I like the NCAA card way more than I like the NFL card.
I think I'm with you.
Yeah.
And I haven't decided yet. I may be taking Ohio State here because – I was listening to Phil Steele on Charlie's show today, and he made a really good point that Ohio State's going to have to be impressive as hell in this game if it comes down to that.
Here's the thing. Ohio State has the luxury of playing after Oklahoma plays and after Alabama plays. Georgia, I guess, is the team they're more concerned with. So let's say Oklahoma and Georgia both lose. Does Ohio State really need style points, or do they just need a win? I mean, I think that's an interesting – but I do think because the game's going to be played on turf, I can see it being a boat race.
Yeah, yeah. Listener Jake, I think there's some pissed off guy sitting in his car texting Talk Sports.
Oh, of course there is.
Yeah, yeah.
But we don't care about that guy.
It's probably the pilot who got it rejected. Driving around going, that wasn't funny. Wasn't funny at all. All right, we are going to go to our man Rafael Esparza. And Rafael, I want to talk about tonight's game because when it got to Saints minus 7, I hit Saints on my bookie at minus 7. I want to get your thoughts on that game tonight.
Yeah, the money is flowing in on the Saints right now. We have now minus 8 on the Saints right now. And if you're looking at the Saints, I think the bad number, you missed that number. You missed that great 7 number that was out earlier. I mean, I think now the value is on the Dallas side because I think the Saints do win by a 7. I think we're going to see a little bit more defensive game. I think the total is just a tad high, 52.5. Saints defense really good against the run. The Cowboys defense has been very impressive the last 3 games. I don't think we're going to see that high scoring like we've seen in the past in Saints games. I like the under 52.5, but if you can grab that 8 from the Dallas Cowboys, I think you have value there.
Yeah, I was lucky to get it at 7, I think, because I knew that number was going to go back up. A couple of the college games. We've talked a lot about Central Florida, Memphis. That number down to 3. Central Florida obviously hasn't lost in 2 years, but no McKenzie Milton. Memphis is really good running the football. How do you see that game going?
Yeah, Memphis is good at running the football, but their defense isn't that good. And I think that the Golden Knights defense, our offense, and their run game, I think it's going to expose that again. I mean, Memphis has trouble going to Orlando to beating the Golden Knights. I know McKenzie's out for Central Florida with that gruesome injury, but I think the defense of UCF will step up in the second half, and I think they pull away and win again. And I can't wait to buy my back-to-back national championship UCF T-shirt because I don't think they get invited to the dance unless something the hell freezes over on Saturday. We see a whole bunch of upsets, but I think they get left out.
Hey, one of the games we've talked about a lot, and we don't understand how the number came out as low as it did, is this Texas-Oklahoma under. How are these two teams that played to a 94 outdoors earlier this season? How's that game indoors now at a 78?
I think because of the way Texas has been playing defense as of late, I think that's why I mean, they've held Kansas to 17 points, the Cyclones to 10 points. I know they let Texas Tech score points on them, 34. And what I've been hearing coming out of both schools, especially Oklahoma, they feel disrespected that everyone's making fun of their offense. I mean, it's all on them, 48-45 last time they met. But before that, last year was a 29-24 game. It's a tad high. I was hoping to see if it would go up to 80 so I could maybe bet an under bet on this game. But I can't bet under on this game because it wouldn't shock me if we see no defense being played and we see another 50 points going by Oklahoma. I think the Sooners do get revenge, but I don't think they cover this number. I think they only win by like six.
One more game to ask you about here in town on Sunday, Browns and Texans. The Browns have won two in a row. They're getting anywhere from 5.5 to 6 points. Texans coming off a big Monday night game, got a big game against the Colts the next week. Is this kind of your classic sandwich spot for the Texans?
It is, but boy, that Texans defense is outstanding. We just took a significant amount of bets on Cleveland, so now we actually moved Houston to 5.5. And I think the money's going to continue coming in on Cleveland. If I can get Houston at 5, I might have to take a look at it. I've been talking to a lot of NFL teams and beat writers, and they said a lot of like the Saints, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and all that. There's teams that they do not want to play in the playoffs, and they're all saying Chicago in the NFC and Houston in the AFC is because of both their defenses. I think Houston's defense is going to put Baker Mayfield in a lot of hurt on Sunday. I'm still leaning towards Houston to win that game.
All right, that's Rafael Esparza. Rafael, appreciate the time as always, sir, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Take it easy, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, and you know where you can make all those bets, right? My bookie, and that's where I make all my plays. That's where I made my Saints plays. And the cool thing about my bookie is, and I've been using them for a couple of years now, very happy with them because if I win, I get paid. And, you know, they're reliable. They got great customer service. If you have any kind of problem, they work with you. And they've got everything for me to play there. There's a couple of big horse races this weekend. I'm going to play on my bookie. There's obviously you can play college football. You can play the NFL game tonight if you want to get in on the Saints or the Cowboys. They have you covered. And they've also got in-game betting, which I've been using a lot, especially when I get off the show and we have to drive somewhere and I get home and I've missed the start of the game. I've been using that. So now's the time to get set up. Bowl season's coming if you want to get in on those. So all you have to do is go to mybookie.ag. And you'll get your account started, or you can just Google it on your computer or mobile phone. Google MyBookie. It's the first thing that pops up. How about this? They're going to match 50% of your initial deposit. So if you deposit $200, you're going to get $100 in free play from MyBookie. All you have to do, use promo code radio to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use promo code radio when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
Is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Hey guys, I have to tell you about my man, Lawyer Dave, who represents the Blitzers, who've been hurt in all kinds of accidents. It can be a car accident, 18-wheeler accident, industrial accident, workplace, slip and fall. And man, if you're driving in this mess today, there's a chance you're going to get in an accident. You need Lawyer Dave. He takes care of the Blitzers. And you know, if you were in the hospital and they had bad drugs or doctor or hospital negligence, any of those things, listen, all these guys have insurance companies. Those insurance companies have lawyers. You need a lawyer who knows how to go after them. And my man Dave does exactly that. He's everywhere in Texas. So if you're over in Beaumont and you have an issue, give him a call. He doesn't charge for his consultations. You don't get paid unless you win. And when you win, you get paid. He gets paid. That's it. And somebody was asking earlier, does he do DWI? He's done a few, but what Dave will do, if you have any kind of legal question, here's what he'll do for the Blitzers. Just give him a call, and if he's not right for you, he'll get you somebody who is. Based right here in Houston, good friend of mine. In fact, I'm going to be meeting up with him later. Give him a call, 713-626-8900. He's handled more than one thing for me, and he's been fantastic. 713-626-8900, or on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow live from Bombshells on 290. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Yeah, people are still having fun with the pilot story. Did he stick the landing? Oh, man.
We're such children.
I know we are, but what the hell? Your closest exit may be in the rear. You guys are great. I love our listeners. I wanted to get to a couple of the NFL lines because I know one you're going to be
in case of emergency. Your sex toys can be used as flotation devices.
You got any more?
Because no, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good for a while.
I'm okay to just sit back and
I'll take a break.
Oh man! All right. Here's a game. I know you're going to be on the opposite side of it. And a lot depends on if Jalen Ramsey plays.
He's not, from what I've
Yeah, it sounds like told. He's not. So I think the number's going to go up some more. But I do like the Jags to cover this outside of three. They just played a couple weeks ago, three-point game. I don't think Kessler is a downgrade from Bortles at all. And for some of the reasons why I'm suspicious of the Texans this week, Colts have to be looking a little bit ahead, too. And they're probably looking at this Jaguars team and saying, ugh. But the Jags change offensive coordinators. They change quarterbacks. Those kind of things tend to work sometimes. And, it gives them a little bit of a kick in the ass. And I think the Jags are going to cover this.
When have the Jaguars looked at their worst? When they haven't had Leonard Fournette.
Yeah.
Guess who's suspended?
Yeah.
Leonard Fournette.
I also look at some of the injuries on the Colts offense. And you're not going to trot those guys out there if they're not 100% when you know the game you really need to win is next week. I mean, they need to win them all, frankly.
Yeah, they've got to win them all. And what motivation do the Jags have?
Well, that's what I'm saying. None. Well, that's what I'm saying. You make a coaching change, you kick some people in the ass, jobs are on the line. And I think, and we saw what it did for the Browns. I don't think they're going to win the game, but I don't think, and the Colts haven't exactly been playing very difficult teams, and we saw it when they played a couple weeks ago.
So. I mean, but the Jags fall into that same category of bad teams, and we've seen the Colts actually beat up a couple bad teams.
But here's my other point. They pushed in Indy when the number was three. Yep. Now you're giving me an extra point and a half in Jacksonville.
Okay.
I'll take it.
All right.
Yeah.
So. With no Leonard Fournette, no Blake Bortles. No. That's what they had in the first game.
Well, I think no Blake Bortles is a positive.
Okay.
So – I think you'll see them.
All I know is, and no Jalen Ramsey also. Mind that.
That one worries me a little more than the other two.
Because, it worries me less than Leonard Fournette. Because I've seen, when Leonard Fournette's not on that team, they don't have an offense. Because they don't, and I know they're trying to use like T.J. Yeldon and Carlos Hyde, and they think that's like sort of the same. But it's not. It's not even close to the same. Those guys don't have the impact that Leonard Fournette does.
Before this losing streak, they actually had a better record without Fournette, though, going back to last year.
Going back to last year?
Yeah, all through
last
year.
What about this year? Well, how'd they do this year without him?
Well, this year has been a complete collapse, so I don't think it matters. I like the Jags, though. And the other game that I'm kind of taking a look at is I'm trying to decide if I'm buying it on the Broncos yet.
This is such a tough game
and
for me.
The Bengals are backup quarterback for the
yeah.
Bengals. Do you know Case Keenum has not turned the ball over for three straight games?
No, it's unbelievable. But the number's, what is it, at five now?
Four and a half.
Four and a half, okay. Yeah, I don't know what to think of Cincinnati. I mean, I don't think, we talk about the drop-off from Blake Bortles to Cody Kessler. I don't know what the drop-off is from Andy Dalton to Jeff Driscoll. Can't imagine it's much.
Yeah.
But – The thing that makes me like Denver is I feel like Denver's starting to – I mean, they've beat two good teams in a row. They're starting to get some confidence. Maybe they – I don't know if they're feeling like they've got a chance to make the playoffs.
Well, they kind of do.
But, yeah,
if you look at the AFC –
It's not ridiculous to think
well,
how,
that. And what if it comes down to the missed field goal against the
Texans?
Oh,
that would be tough. But the – I don't know. Maybe you feel differently. And the record-wise, I mean, they have the same record. So it's not like the Broncos have any better chance of making it than the Bengals do. But it just feels like the Bengals are a dead team.
It just feels like they're going exactly opposite directions, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And the Broncos are still playing good defense.
Yeah.
And that's So I'm looking at that game, and I'm intrigued by Bears-Giants as much as I think Chase Daniel I feel really good about as a backup quarterback, and he looks like he's playing again. I do like the way the Giants are playing now, and they're at home. And I, you know, I'm kind of the Bears. I keep looking at the number every week and saying, "Ah, it's too much. It's too much." And they keep covering.
Yeah.
But I was kind of looking at that game a little bit too. I haven't made a play yet.
Yeah, if you're gonna play this week, there's some ugly numbers that you're gonna have. There's some ugly teams. You're
Chiefs
gonna have to
minus
be on.
14 and a half against the Raiders.
I'll tell you one team I like a lot this week. I like Washington plus 6.5 at Philly. I think we're already getting that instant overreaction that, oh my, well, Philadelphia won a game. And, like, let's just not pretend that it was a joke win over a bad team. And let's throw a party. And now they're 6.5-point favorites against the Redskins.
Yeah.
They still don't have anybody in that secondary. Their starting secondary last week had one guy who'd ever made an NFL start out of four. I mean, they just don't have bodies back there. And I know you can say the same thing for the Redskins' offensive line. But
yeah, and I do think that is the one thing I look at there is that the Eagles do still have a very good defensive line, and I think they'll get after the Redskins. But I also think, yeah, and we talked about this when he got hurt, I don't think that Colt McCoy is as big a drop-off from Alex Smith as you might have with a lot of starting quarterbacks. And it's not that I don't think Alex Smith is good. I just think Colt's a really solid backup quarterback. So if he can get some passes downfield against Philadelphia, I think they'll keep it close. But, yeah, I'm not really sure. The Eagles, I just can't figure out.
The other team I'm probably going to be looking at, well, there might be two of them. I'll probably be looking at Pittsburgh against the Chargers. I've liked the Chargers a lot, but Chargers played an early game, East Coast. Or, no, it's they play the night game now. They can move that, huh?
Yeah, they flex that. So.
But either way, playing in weather, which is something they're not used to.
Yeah.
And Pittsburgh now, I would think, is starting to feel a little bit of pressure. They played a game last week where they completely dominated and still walked away with an L.
Yeah. I mean, they put up a ton of yards in that game.
Yeah.
And to your point, you look at the rest of their schedule, they can't really afford to lose this game.
Can't.
I mean, I still think they're pretty safe for the division, but – you know, maybe
they're pretty safe for the division, depending on what Lamar Jackson turns into.
Yeah,
I mean, if Lamar Jackson keeps up the magic, but they after the Chargers
if he runs for 100 yards every game, I don't care if he throws the ball.
They still have a game with the Patriots, and they have a game at the Saints left on their schedule.
Yeah,
I think that their goal is to have a first round bye. I mean, so I think they've got motivation to begin. I mean, not that the Chargers don't. The Chargers are only one game out in their division.
Yeah.
But I just feel like the Steelers are from a matchup standpoint, and then when you also consider no Melvin Gordon,
yeah,
I mean that's a
pretty big loss.
That's a pretty big loss, man. That's not easy to overcome. And Austin Eckler's a nice player, but how's he going to handle, you know, picking up pass rush and things like that?
Yeah,
I don't know,
because he's not a big guy, but I mean he's very explosive, but he's also going to be handling the ball a lot more than he's used to, and I think they've used him really well as. You know, the change of pace,
right,
and bring him in and packages.
Asking him to be the full-time guy, I don't know.
Yeah. So, but we'll go over them all tomorrow, but those are just some ones I'm looking at.
I'm starting to like Baltimore now that they've got a plus next to their name. Earlier in the week when it opened at Baltimore -3, and I was like, it's probably a stay away. Then it got to a pick, and now you're getting +1.
I'm seeing 1.5
now.
Yeah. I may keep an eye on that because if that number keeps creeping up, and it's hard because the Falcons have been a team that I've played a lot this year, and they've burned me every single time.
Yes.
And so the gut reaction is, all right, screw these guys. I'm going the other way.
But Atlanta's run defense is so, so bad. And, I mean, you say what you want about Baltimore. They've got a lot of problems.
Well, the Falcons can't score in the red zone either.
Yeah, and who's got – you can still argue – The Ravens, I think I'd probably take them as the best defense in the NFL. I mean, I guess you could hear some arguments for a couple other teams, but
I think they're up there. They're in the conversation for sure.
So, you know, if the Falcons aren't going to score 40 points and they can't stop the run, and this Gus Edwards kid has showed up, and that dude is running the football, and Lamar Jackson is running the football. I think the one thing that worries me is Lamar Jackson's – he's turned the ball over a little more than I would have liked. He's still a really inaccurate passer. But The key is
how much of that punishment is he going to be able to take long term too?
I don't know, but I'm not worried about long term. I'm worried about this game.
Yeah.
But if I'm saying, you know, if there's ever a time to run 20 times in a game, it's against Atlanta.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it.
Or 27 times.
Yeah. Whatever.
All right, guys. I have to tell you about an app that I've been using for a long time, even long before they even started advertising with us, and it's Robinhood. We do a lot of investing on Robinhood. It's a great app. It lets you buy and sell stocks, options, cryptos, all commission-free. And I see all these other places that are charging up to $10 for every trade. Well, Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees. You can trade stocks and keep all of your profits. And it's also perfect if you're one of those people who's been thinking about getting into investing, but you're not really sure how to do it. Well, they'd love to have you, man. They make financial services work for everybody, not just the wealthy people. It's simple and intuitive, and I love it. I check it every day to see how my stocks are doing. I also have custom notifications. So if there's price movements, if there's something that I've been thinking about buying that's on my list and it gets down to the number I want, then I can jump in there and do it. And I love it, man. It's been great. And we've done a lot of trading on Robinhood, but my wife and I, and I guarantee you, if you want to get involved and do it in an easy, functional way, this is the way to do it. How about this? They're going to give you a free stock, like Apple, Ford, or Sprint, to help you build your portfolio. All you have to do is sign up at faour.robinhood.com. That's faour.robinhood.com. Make your money work for you. That's faour.robinhood.com.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz, and that music means it's time for Chris Harris, harrisfootball.com, fantasy god of the planet. And if you have some questions, do you want to text us for Chris? Not do I start this guy or that guy, because he has rankings for that, as does AJ. But if you have other questions, please send them. We'll pass them on. Chris, how you doing, my man?
I'm freezing. I'm in the east. It's no good.
We're sitting out here on a nice patio, and it's almost 80 degrees. Yeah. So it's
sorry for your loss.
I know. Well, you know, I'm normally in Los Angeles, so I'm back here for a wedding, and it's not the best timing.
God, I hate when people get married and then invite you to it. That's the worst. I wish none of my friends would ever invite me to weddings as I plan a bachelor party for my brother. All right, Chris, maybe you'll talk me out of this. I did my rankings, and then I had to put my money where my mouth was, but I'm starting Lamar Jackson over Tom Brady this week. I almost did it last week, and Tom Brady played well last week. I ended up not benching him, but he did fine. I think Lamar Jackson may have outscored him, but this week, I just feel like Brady's matchup and Lamar Jackson's matchup make it tough for me not to go with Lamar Jackson based on what we've seen the first couple weeks of him.
You know, I agree with the ranking. I have Lamar Jackson, I think, 12 and Brady maybe 17 in my ranks this week. And I'm not sure I agree that matchups are starting to not matter as much. I think maybe, you know, the Vikings are a bad matchup. They're one of the few pass rushes where I go, okay, that's pretty legit. There's potential for that offensive line to struggle. I don't know that I look at Atlanta and say it's such a great matchup for Lamar Jackson, because I just think all defenses are not equipped to deal with anything, you know, most of them. I think the reason I like Lamar Jackson is just because he's a cheat code. You know, you're getting baseline of 50 yards rushing, and that just makes up for so much. Just please don't throw 5 interceptions and I'm good. For as long as Jackson is in there, I think he's a borderline QB1. I'm okay using him over Brady. I'm with you. Like, I thought Brady played okay last week. He missed a couple of weird, like, he missed Gronk on a touchdown. He missed a couple of weird passes to James White that he threw into the ground. He played okay. Like, you're certainly expecting to see more longer term, but it always feels like the Patriots are sort of pacing themselves.
And you talk about matchups, and one of the things that I was playing a lot when I was coming up with my rankings was matchups for defenses, and I noticed that I had a lot of teams high in my defensive rankings this week that are just bad defenses, but they've got juicy matchups, like Kansas City against Oakland I had ranked pretty high, Indy against the Jags I had ranked pretty high. Are you willing to take a dice roll with a bad defense against a worse offense?
The thing is, I just don't know if there's that many good defenses anymore. I think yes, when it's a few of the offenses, I think the Raiders are one of them. You know, maybe the Jets are one of them, and Arizona maybe one of them. Those are probably the three where I go, all right, I'm willing to whatever. I don't care. Fine, Chiefs, you stink, but it doesn't matter because those offenses are just not going to hurt me. It feels like with fantasy defenses at this point, you're just looking for offenses that aren't going to hurt you. Please don't give me -7. You know, and I can't predict a touchdown. I don't know when a defensive touchdown or a return touchdown is going to come. Those are statistically proven to be random. So what I want is, there's a chance I might get a couple of sacks. There's some turnovers possibility because the offense is not that good. And then please don't score 1,000 points or rack up 1,000 yards because then I'm in the negative territory. I'm the Eagles against the Saints a couple weeks ago. We are sort of in a crossroads. I don't know if you don't want to dive into it, but like fantasy points that come from non-touchdowns, 10 years ago it was about 6 a game. You get sacks and points allowed and yards allowed. Now it's about 4 a game. It's crazy. You know, there's just no rhyme or reason. You're essentially guessing at who's going to score a touchdown.
Chris Harris is our guest. Couple from the listeners. How worried are you about Joe Mixon's matchup against Denver?
I don't know. Again, it's not going to be about matchups. I think it's going to be more, I'm worried Jeff Driskel is the quarterback, and that can just gum everything up. You know, I just don't know if he's ready. Tebow, too. You know, remember him at Florida being Tebow, too. Like, I think there's a chance the offense is just sort of going to take a step back, and I don't love Andy Dalton, but if Jeff Driskel is Blaine Gabbert, which is who I compared him to, it could go poorly, but I think Mixon's still a top 20 running back, top 15 running back. He's a really good player. Like, most cases, I'm going to use him. I mean, Denver gave up 1,000 yards last week and still won somehow. I don't think they're that great on defense.
You know, last week, I was missing Todd Gurley, and the guy that I ended up going with to replace him was Jalen Richard because, I mean, John Gruden made it sound like Jalen Richard is this Swiss Army knife that we're just going to use and use and use, and he was coming off of a big game and then basically does absolutely nothing. And then I was thinking, you know, against the Chiefs, they're not going to be running the ball very much, but he could see some usage. What do you think about his possibilities for this week?
Well, I love it. I mean, I ranked him higher than Doug Martin in a PPR. I ranked Martin higher in standard. You know, I'm definitely not basing a lot of what I do in life based on what John Gruden says. But you're right, of course, you know, the game flow could get out of control. Probably what the Raiders are going to try to do as much as possible is hold on to the ball early in that game and just see if they can stay close, and that would be more Martin. I just sort of don't want – if I'm working towards the playoffs, I probably don't want any Raiders. I can't think that there's a Raider I would like to start. I think it's probably just wise to back away slowly. As a very cheap, like, DraftKings potential guy in PPR, sure. I mean, I think he's going to be cheap, and he could – get you some cheap points, but you know, to some degree, I think what's the ceiling? You know, I just feel like, okay, maybe in a cash game, but in any kind of situation where I need some ceiling, he's not going to give it to me.
I assume Jared Cook, he's immune from that. You still got to play him, right?
Yeah, that's probably fair. I mean,
so there's no tight ends.
Yeah, there's not a lot of tight ends. You know, I think he's a top 12 tight end. I don't think he's great. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
he was good last week, but he disappeared the week before.
Yeah, he could easily be the best tight end someone has on their roster because I think he's the best one I've got on my roster, and there's nothing better hanging around to save me. What about this game tonight? And if you had Traquan Smith last week, you were pretty salty because there wasn't really any indication that he wasn't going to play until he didn't. And then, you know, I mean, are you safe to run with him again? And do you think that the Cowboys slow down those Saints weapons at all this week?
I have no idea if you're safe. I mean, I guess the only good thing last week is it was a Thursday night game, and he got declared inactive, so that was good. At least, hopefully, if you were paying attention, you could, you know, get him out of your lineup. I don't know. I just can't tell you. I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, it feels like they probably could throw it to anybody they wanted to, and they'd score a touchdown. That's what it felt like last week. So the Traquan Smith thing feels a little risky to me. There's clearly upside, but I would be on the side of maybe not using him if I had a decent other flex option. Yeah, the Cowboy thing is interesting. We're going to hear, I think, from the announcing crew how uniquely disposed the Cowboy defense is to potentially throwing a wrench in the works. Pardon me for not considering that brain trust and that coaching group having the IQ to derail Drew Brees. It's probably another run. I'll say this. I'm not sure the Saints defense is as good as it's looked or as good as the outcome has been. I mean, the Falcons could have scored a bunch of points last week, but they just kept shooting themselves in the privates. You know, I can imagine a case where the Cowboys score some points here, but it's tough for me to imagine the Saints aren't getting a 35 or 40.
Now that the Cooper Kupp injury is basically decided, he's not playing anymore this year. Did you think Reynolds, I mean, obviously he had a great game, but do you think he's a viable rest of season answer?
I do. I mean, I rank him, I think you could, if you considered him like a top 30, you know, the problem we have in fantasy right now with the proliferation of so much offense via the pass, there's just so many wide receiver threes. There's, you know, today on the podcast I said it's the million man march. It's like, you know, there's so many dudes who in any given week, you know, one third of them is gonna go crazy, one third of them is gonna be fine, and one third of them is gonna just be terrible, and you never know which is which. And it doesn't seem based on matchup. It doesn't seem based on anything. You're just, there's so many points. You guys play DFS, like to win in DFS requires you to hit every guy because there's so many dudes who hit. Reynolds is gonna be one of them for sure, but I don't mind. And Traquan Smith, with no health questions, I would feel the same way about him. I don't mind owning ancillary pieces of explosive offenses. You won't always get the touchdown the way you did from Reynolds on that Monday night game, but like I have him in a couple of leagues, and I think I'm probably starting him this week.
All right, that's Chris Harris. HarrisFootball.com, his podcast, YouTube channel, rankings, you name it. He does it. Go and check him out. Joins us every week to talk fantasy. Chris, appreciate the time as always, my friend, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
All right.
All right, guys, let me tell you about Texas Star Grill Shop. And if you're like me, you probably smoked something at Thanksgiving. I smoked a big old bird at Thanksgiving. I'm already planning on doing a prime rib for Christmas, and you don't want to be doing it on some, you know, 25-year-old little smoky that's got a rust hole in the bottom of it. You want yourself a nice, manly grill, and that's what they sell at Texas Star Grill Shop. If you're a lady and you're listening right now, what your husband wants for Christmas is a new grill, a badass grill, a Pits and Spits grill. That's what I've got, and I'm telling you, they set the bar in quality. Texas-style heavy-duty construction. The performance is second to none. The controller on that thing is amazing. There was a waiting list, but now they've got some in stock, so make sure you get one while you can. Or how about a Traeger Pro 20 wood pellet grill? Those are running out quick. Get yours before they sell out, and they'll throw in a cover and two bags of pellets for free. You're looking for gas? How about a Saber infrared gas grill? No flare-ups. The meat stays moist and juicy. They just purchased a truckload of them, so they're ready to wheel and deal on these things, guys. Outdoor kitchens, pizza ovens, kegerators, they've got you covered. All the leading brands, all sold at discount prices. Save big during the Texas Star Grill Shop anniversary sale. Still going on. Free delivery and assembly located at 59 in Shepherd in Houston or 8905 Luetta Road in Spring. TexasStarGrillShop.com. All right, guys, got to tell you about TGS Insurance. If you own your home, listen up. Grab your smartphone. Our friends at TGS Agency are about to deliver big savings on your home policy, all without ever talking to an agent. It used to take hours to get a reliable home quote. Then someone came along and made it 15 minutes. But TGS has built the new system that gives you a firm quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but your address, and you're probably going to save a bunch of money. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. The system will ask for your address. Reply back with that. You'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company and the savings, they are legit. Their online rating's nearly perfect. The average customer from 2018 saving over $825 on their home insurance. You don't need to wait till your renewal. TGS Insurance takes care of the back end so you can free your mind and fatten your wallet. One more time, text MONEY to 232323 and get your home insurance quote. Start saving today.
This is a Renters Warehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Bombshells on 290, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. We're throwing a party with the Tweet Drive Foundation, and everyone is invited. It's free to get in. All you have to do is bring an unwrapped toy with you to the party. There will be plenty of drinks, games, raffles, prizes, and fun. It's guaranteed to be the best Christmas party that's really a toy drive. All toys will go to the Snowdrop Foundation, which benefits the Texans Children's Cancer Center. Mark your calendars now to be at McIntyre's on December 4th. It's a Tuesday night, so we know you're not doing anything else more fun. Come to the party. Help make this Christmas special for a sick child and their family. Cowboys and Saints on right after us. If you wish to listen to it while you're driving somewhere, we got you covered there. And also, one more thing I want to mention. If you have not had a chance to check out giftingmap.com, please do. All kinds of great stuff on there. Great gifts for the man in your life, the woman in your life, the whatever in your life. They got you covered, and they got it broken down. Go check out giftingmap.com. Another one of the new businesses as part of the ever-growing David Gow Empire.
Did you see the Oakland A's are getting a new stadium?
Yeah, about freaking time.
It looks really cool, too, like at least the illustration of it. It's right on the water. It's a really nice-looking ballpark. And, man, they say that they're going to tear down the old Coliseum and turn it into a tech and housing hub that, as you know, Oracle Arena is right next to the old Raiders A's stadium. Oracle will be left untouched. Everything else around it will be changed into housing and an amphitheater, an outdoor amphitheater. But the A's, basically, what they're asking for is control of this Howard Terminal waterfront site, 55 acres. And basically, they say they're going to the A's have promised a 100% privately built ballpark.
Nice.
Which is,
That's
why they haven't had one for so long. Is because
Oakland's kind of an armpit, but that area over there is beautiful.
Yeah.
It really is.
Not the new area they're talking about.
Right, right.
The old area is not beautiful.
No,
like when you see it, you're like, oh, my God, they play professional sports here?
Yeah.
It's crazy. And, like, when you watch the Warriors games and they've renovated Oracle, it's a really nice-looking arena inside. But outside, it looks like a giant tuna fish can.
Yeah,
I mean it's not a pretty place, and the old Oakland Coliseum is just it's hideous and it's so outdated. There's sewage flowing into the locker rooms.
Yeah.
I mean you got to get out of that thing, and finally they do.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
I've actually got two really good ones today. One of them about 20 people sent me, so I don't know who to credit for it. But Florida, of course.
Of course.
A Florida woman was arrested after she allegedly pulled a knife on a man
I saw this.
Who was offended by her breaking wind.
Yeah. Stop it, ladies.
Shanetta Wilson, 37, was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. She pulled the knife because a man was offended when she allegedly passed gas while waiting in line. The man got into a verbal dispute over her farting loudly while in line at a store. That's when she reportedly pulled out a knife and threatened the man before leaving the location.
I mean, it seems like a fair complaint. Because I feel like a lady, if I was farting really loudly, she would tell me, hey, please stop farting.
Yeah, and then you would pull a knife
on her.
And
I would be within every right to pull out a knife and threaten to stab her.
Yeah.
Whereas,
well, I like farts.
Strong, come
yes,
on.
I like farts.
Of course he had to.
We're having a serious conversation.
I like long farts, short farts, wet farts, your farts. I like farts.
So, whereas if a lady does it, I think a gentleman, the nice thing to do is say, ma'am, people can hear you passing wind. Is that a polite way to say it? Passing wind?
Yeah. Although, looking at her, she looks kind of crazy. I wouldn't want to talk to her.
How dare you?
I'm just saying.
If she was farting, you wouldn't talk to her?
Nah, I probably wouldn't say anything.
I would just pretend like I didn't hear it, but I would have to try really hard not to laugh.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about you, but for me, if I go into a public restroom and there's someone using the sit-down portion of the restroom.
Yeah.
And it's really loud, I almost can't help but laugh. Like, it's funny.
See, it's acceptable there, though.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, you're there for a reason.
Where were they that she got upset?
In a line. Waiting in line.
For what?
It doesn't say. What's that?
At a dollar store?
Oh. Yeah, well, first off, you're at a dollar store.
There's dudes busting farts in beer lines all the time.
But see, that's beer. That's a little different.
Like, dollar store is like,
Oh, that's upscale, AJ.
No, come on.
All right, here's the other one. This one we go to Kentucky, which is the...
I like to call it the Tuck.
I like to call it almost Florida.
Okay.
Where a Henry County man has been charged with abusing the corpse of his girlfriend.
Oh, God.
Police were called to a home.
I don't know.
On reports of a dead woman inside.
Whatever the rest of the story is, I'm against it.
They found the 65-year-old Loretta Rusataski. Officials said they believed her boyfriend, 57-year-old Patrick Hill, knew she was dead the day before and was arrested the same day the body was found. He admitted to sleeping with her lifeless body.
Oh, gross.
I put my arm around her. I put a blanket over her to keep her warm, to kind of let her feel that I was with her.
Oh, wait. Okay. When you say sleeping with, you mean like sleeping in the bed with?
No. Yes, but I'm assuming there was abuse part. I'm pretty sure that, well, let's be fair.
I mean, like,
sleeping with a corpse is no different than being married.
Weekend at Bernie's is abuse of a corpse. I mean, they were just driving him around on a road trip, but that's still, like, you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
As long as he didn't, like, abuse the situation.
Well, I think he may have.
He may have. It is Kentucky. It wouldn't shock me.
Right,
but. Come here, little girl.
Oh. All right, those are your multiple Zadok Jewelers gems of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
There's really no good transition here. So I'm just going to tell you, if you're going to be grilling this weekend, you're going to be watching the games, you need to make sure you have some Zumo sausage, whether it's the Party Time sausage, the recipe that's been passed down from generation to generation since 1908, whether it's Boudin, which is made with the highest quality ingredients, whether it's the Andouille sausage, a truly authentic Cajun-style sausage. And, you know, you're going to be doing stuff for the holidays here. You need Zumos. And the cool thing about the Andouille, you can make gumbos, red beans and rice straight off the grill. You can mix it with the Boudin for an ultimate Cajun-style meal. All kinds of options that you can do. And during the holidays, make it a Zumo's Holidays. And they want to wish you a happy holidays from Zumo's, the whole family. They do such great, great products. And you can find them all here in Houston at HEB. You can find them at Fiesta. You can find them at Kroger. And you guys in Beaumont know exactly where you can find them because they've been there from the beginning. Go by and check it out. It's Zummos. Take some home. And don't be afraid to tweet at me when you grill it and tell me what you think. Zumo's, make it a Zumo's weekend.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.